I was really getting at was to see if there was any competition as such with Hillcrest for services, or did you all each maintain enough patients on a service to hold your own, in other words, support your departments?
I think we're holding on our own, but there certainly is competition between the two hospitals, and I hope there will always be that. It's good. I think that, say, one hospital under one administration would not be good for any city. Just like any other business that has competition, say Goldstein's and Cox's department stores, if you had just one, you'd go there and you'd probably be, if you wanted something, you'd just buy it whether you want it or not. But if you have another place to go, I think it's good. And we both know that we're in friendly competition. The administration of Hillcrest and the administration of Providence have to work together. We're in the same field. We have very common problems. And we do meet often on various levels. Our personnel directors meet, our assistants meet, our controllers meet, and we exchange problems. Our directors of nursing meet, but we're competing for our nurses, we're competing for business, but it's a friendly competition in the same field, and we work together a lot. We're competing for medical staff, for nursing staffs, but it's good. I say competition is good because it makes you excel in certain areas and to try harder.
True.
I think we both are. But I hope we're not trying in such a way that we're costing the people of Waco more. There is a certain amount of planning that we do that we're not just spending our money foolishly and buying the same of everything. They have some equipment that we do not have. We have some equipment that they do not have. And when you get a very, very expensive piece of equipment that you need a certain amount of volume and use of to even make that equipment pay for itself, it would be very foolish to have two in the city.
Right.
So we wait until we think that there is a need and there's a study.